This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Welcome to this week's 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Kate.
Now, a bit of a scary question to start the programme with today. How do you feel about spiders?
Not very good, actually. I'm not a fan.
Do you often find them in your bathroom and around your house?
Quite often. It depends on the time of year, but I had an encounter with quite a large one recently, which I had to chase out of my bedroom.
Well, I can't say I'm delighted to find them lurking around the house either, but I do think that the poor old spider does get some bad press. People think they're much worse than they really are, when most of them, in the UK anyway, are not dangerous at all and are actually completely harmless.
Well, they might be harmless, but they seem to strike more fear in people than any other creature. In fact, the fear of spiders even has a name, arachnophobia. We'll hear more about that later in the programme.
But first, there's recently been some bad news for anyone who has a phobia of spiders, because experts have told us that we could be facing an invasion of them in the next few weeks. Now, autumn is typically the season when spiders turn up in houses and gardens, but this year we could be finding far more than usual.
Yes, a combination of environmental factors has led experts to predict a mass influx of spiders this autumn. Mass influx means the arrival of something in large numbers. Researchers say that last year's wet autumn and this year's temperate summer, which means it's been neither too hot nor too cold, have been excellent insect breeding conditions. And there is a good chance that we'll see a lot of fantastic spiders in homes and gardens.
Well, fantastic is a matter of opinion.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm not sure if I like the sound of that. But on to my question for today. Are you ready?
Yep, fire away.
How many known spider species are there in the world today? Is it A, 2,000, B, 20,000, or C, 40,000?
And I will guess a hopeful A, 2,000.
OK, we'll check your answer at the end of the programme. Now, we heard earlier that the word to describe the phobia or fear of spiders is arachnophobia.
That's right, and we call people who have this condition arachnophobes.
Well, we're going to hear from a former arachnophobe, Dave Clark, who works at London Zoo. But he's not afraid of spiders anymore and, in fact, works with them every day. We're going to hear how he got over his arachnophobia. Listen to the following extract. What rather strange expression does he use?
What I had to do was go cold turkey. I used a technique called flooding, where I got someone to put a big spider on my hand, and that sudden exposure managed to get me over my fear.
He said he went cold turkey. This is an expression we use when talking about something we don't really want to do. It's often used when giving up something we know is bad for us, drinking alcohol or smoking, for example. Instead of gradually stopping, we stop completely and suddenly. We go cold turkey. In this context, going cold turkey means that instead of gradually trying to overcome our phobia, we face our fear head on, and in this case, Dave held a big spider in his hand and confronted his fear. He also called this technique flooding.
Well, this technique certainly seemed to work because now Nick runs special workshops to help people get over their fear of spiders. Listen to the next extract. How long does it take to rid someone of their fear and what type of therapy does he use?
We do it a lot more gently now. The course we run at London Zoo is for people to come along in one afternoon. Within 3 hours, we can get rid of their fear. Hypnosis, just half an hour's hypnosis, so we can get rid of the fear for forever.
Dave said he uses hypnosis. Hypnosis is a mental state, like sleep, in which a person's thoughts can be easily influenced by someone else. Using this method, he can cure someone of their arachnophobia within 3 hours. That's quite impressive.
Yes, it is. Well, let's listen to the final extract today and try to find out what the success rate of his courses are. How many people are cured of their phobia?
We have over 80% success rate. It's been pretty much 100% this year. And we've had such a big demand at the moment because there's a lot of spiders around that we've actually added an extra date.
Wow, over 80% success rate. I suppose the last 20% are just people whose fear of spiders is a little deeper than average.
Yes. Well, what about you, Rebecca? Do you think you need to go on a course to prepare you for this autumn's influx of house spiders? You know who to call now.
I might consider it, actually. It might keep my heart rate down and spare me a few shocks.
Well, good luck to you if you do decide to do the course. Well, now, lastly, on to the question I asked you earlier. I asked you, how many species of spiders do you think there are?
And I said, 2,000?
I'm afraid you were quite wrong. There are, in fact, 40,000 known spider species. Mm-hmm. And potentially thousands more we haven't even discovered yet.
Wow, I had no idea there were so many. That's actually quite terrifying.
Yes, so would you mind giving us a quick recap of the vocabulary we've learnt today?
Of course. First of all, we had mass influx, then temperate, arachnophobia, arachnophobes, cold turkey, and hypnosis.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, that's all we've got time for, I'm afraid.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.